Okay, very quickly, just do a little 5-minute thing here, 10-minute thing. First, just to repeat again what we said before, I think that the shiurim and the discussion tonight was Li'ili Nishmas, Monica Fuchs's father, but we still don't remember his name, right? Edward? Or what was it?
Ezra.
Oh, we don't remember the rest of the list. All right. Anyway. Just in terms of Afikoman, we mentioned before, so there's a lot of interesting points about Afikoman, which if we wanted to have it in our shiur and look this over beforehand, so we we could do that. But just for now, just one or two interesting points that are like very, very practical. We know that the halacha is ein maftir nachar pesach afikoman. You're not supposed to eat anything after the afikoman. The afikoman is supposed to be representative of korban pesach. It's eaten al hasova, and that's the halacha is that you're not supposed to really be eating anything after the afikoman. Question is, can you drink anything after the afikoman? Okay, that's one of the interesting questions that comes up. So in the Gemara, they don't say. It seems from some of the Rishonim that maybe water is okay, meaning water may be something which is not considered to be, in this context, a halachically significant drink. And the question is why. So if you look at some of the Rishonim, the Rif and a few others, so they seem to say that it's okay because the whole reason why you can't eat anything after the afikoman is because of the fact that you want to have the taste of the matzah in your mouth. We call tam matzah befiv. So, and the proof, of course, is that we have the two kosos at the Seder. After we eat the afikoman, you have a third koso and the fourth koso. So obviously, it must be that that's not necessarily a problem, and somehow, again, it's hard for me to see this sometimes, but somehow you still have the taste of the matzah in your mouth if you drink. The question is maybe other drinks. Again, I don't know about wine because we drink that anyway for the arba kosos. But other than that, the question is maybe other drinks could be mevatel atam of matzah. That's the question. Meaning, if you drank soda or you drank some other fruit drink or whatever, would that possibly be mevatel atam matzah befiv? So that's part of the question. So according to, if you hold tam matzah befiv as the explanation, so then that would be a question. We'll come back to the answer in just a minute. But that's one approach. The other approach is that the reason why part of the idea here would be that in addition to being mevatel tam matzah befiv, there's also a problem that you can't add to the four kosos. I mean, the mitzvah is to have arba kosos and not more than arba kosos. Mm-hmm. So according to that, it could be that, again, just apple juice or whatever wouldn't necessarily be a problem because you can't substitute apple juice anyway for the arba kosos. However, according to that, it could be the other intoxicating drinks might be a problem. Meaning, according to that, we have our third kosos and our fourth kosos. But more than that, if the problem is also a problem near kemosif al kosos, so then maybe it could be that to have an intoxicating drink, but again, most of us are not doing that. We save that for Purim, usually not for Pesach, but right. So that could be a problem. There's a few other approaches as well. The bottom line is that according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say straight out, but the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that we're machmir like all the different opinions, which basically means that you should not have any other drinks except for water after you eat the afikoman. However, the Mishnah Berurah does say that drinks that do not have a strong taste might be permissible. The examples he gives, and you have to evaluate this, but the examples he gives are actually tea and what he calls apple drink. I don't know if it's the same thing as apple juice. It may or may not be. You have to figure it out. But the point is that if they don't have a strong taste, certainly today's apple juice, if you buy in the store the concentrate and you water it down a lot, that's probably, L'chora is probably okay according to the Mishnah Berurah, because they don't have a strong taste and they wouldn't be mevatel the tam matzah, and they're also not intoxicating, so you wouldn't have a problem near a kemosif al kosos.
Until when can a person not?
That's the next one. Okay, that was my last point. We have a couple more minutes. That's the what they say. The Piskei Chu, as I found, also says that if you have coffee and tea with sugar, he wants to say that maybe that is a problem. I mean, because then you already taste, it's not just the taste of the coffee and the tea, you're also tasting the sugar, and that either because it's mevatel the tam matzah as a solid or even as part of the drink, either
coffee,
way, the
taste, I mean.
Yeah, so it could be coffee anyway is a problem. But Lemaisis, that's what they say, that he says just the sugar is out of it. One could argue, you're right, meaning one could argue if it's a strong enough taste in your mouth, even without the sugar, that it could be a problem. It's best to drink your coffee and tea, but before the afikoman rather than after. Okay, anyway, so there's more to talk about, but that's one quick point. The other point of when exactly the Isser lasts till. Very nice. You finish your Seder, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. So now what? Okay, 3 o'clock in the morning. Can I now eat? Can I now drink? Let's say I get hungry. I'm staying up all night. That's what they tell you. They say that you're supposed to stay up all night. You stay telling the sleep warrior you're reading Shir HaShir and doing whatever you're doing until you fall asleep. So let's say it's 4 o'clock in the morning, you're still wide awake, okay? The seder got your adrenaline going. Can you eat now, or is the iser still in effect? So this is also an interesting machlokas haposkim. Some poskim say that the iser is all the way until Alos HaShachar. And that's why I would have thought it might have been the Pashtus, that until dawn, Alos HaShachar, the Chiyuv of Sipur, at least according to some opinions, the Chiyuv of Sipur is all night. Again, not everybody agrees with this, obviously, because some say this Chiyuv of Sipur is only until Chatzos. But if you hold that the idea of that the Tam Matzah has to stay in your mouth, okay, if you understand that as being linked to the idea of telling the story in the first place, meaning that the Matzah presents Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim in some form, therefore the Sipur, according to some opinions at least, is all night, which is why some say that you should stay up all night, you know, looking, reading, whatever, doing whatever you're doing. So according to that approach, one could argue that you should not be allowed to eat or drink anything else until Alos HaShachar. So that's approach number one, that some of the Achronim say. Option number two would be that because the Shulchan Aruch says that the Chiyuv of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim is only until you fall asleep, so you should think about Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim and look at it. I think it's Ad Shiyach HaTafenu Shein or something like that, until you fall asleep, basically. Until sleep overtakes you, they say. So according to that, some opinions say based on that if you fell asleep and then you woke up again an hour or two later when your baby started crying or whatever, so maybe according to that, it could be that it's mutter to eat at that point. Again, if it's too late, if it's after Alos HaShachar, maybe Usher anyway, because maybe you can't. It's already an Isser based on eating before you daven. But if it's 4 o'clock in the morning and you fell asleep for an hour or two, so according to approach number two, Maker Adin, it seems that they feel that it's that is permissible to eat after you fall asleep. And even they say maybe it's still good to be Machmer because it's not absolute, but that's a second possible option. Option number three, some people say, and this is really interesting, I had a hard time understanding this one.
What's the nature of the Isser? It's saying it's good to be Machmer. I mean, what's the...
So again, you know, the idea is... No, I mean, say in Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikomen, which according to many approaches means that you can't eat anything after the Afikomen because of Tam Matzah B'Fiv, because you want to keep the taste of the matzah in your mouth. The question is just how long does it have to be?
Pesach, it's like a Zeichel Korban Pesach.
Also, yeah, again, we don't have time to get into the whole thing now, but that's the point. Maybe they're related. So yeah,
and it could be a Daraisa.
I don't think it'd be Daraisa, but at least Darabon. I mean, definitely some form of Darabon. Meaning, you're right, it's a Zeichel or something else, whatever. Approach number three, and then just any quick comments. Approach number three is that maybe it's actually mutter after chatzos, meaning if it's already after chatzos, even if you're still sitting at your seder, some people say that maybe you could already be makil and you can eat after chatzos. This is both eating and drinking. Yeah. What's the svara? The svara is that according to many poskim, this is Meikar Din Hawi Paskin. that maybe the end of this Zman Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim is at Chatzos. Okay, again, this is Machlokas in the Gemara already, but Meikar Adin, it seems like we paskin that that the real Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim is only until Chatzos. And therefore, if you hold that the idea of keeping the taste of the matzah in your mouth is linked to the Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, so then one could argue that after Chatzos, already the Zman of the Sipur is over, and there's room to say that it's okay. It's not so simple. Okay, some people bring problems. We don't have time to go into all the problems now. But 20 to 1240. Right. So that's not so clear. And anyway, if you hold that way, you certainly have to hold it. You have to finish your afikomen by chatzos. I mean, you can't have it both ways. You can't say, well, I'm going to be makil to finish my afikomen after chatzos, which again, some posts can hold. You can. We try to be machmir, but if you don't, we can't say I'm going to finish my afikomen after chatzos, and then after that, I can already still eat anything else I want afterwards. It has to be that they're consistent. And if you hold that you have to finish the afikomen by chatzos, one could have a svara to be makil to eat after chatzos, but if not, if you're finishing after chatzos, you certainly cannot do that. Again, bottom line, it seems to be that the minhag is definitely not to eat after chatzos. It seems like, while you're still awake, I think most people assume that you have to, bottom line, most people assume you can't go and eat and drink if you're still at your seder and, you're not going to sleep. In terms of the other approaches, so then, there may be different customs if you fall asleep and then you wake up again or until Alos HaShachar. If you have no reason not to eat, then, there's no reason why you shouldn't follow the opinion that says you should wait till Alos HaShachar. If you wake up and you're hungry, so then maybe there's room to make it. Anyway, it's right. I guess drinking is more practical than eating. It's not usually so necessary.
If you're in the morning and you're hungry, just
right.
Ask your local rabbi.
Exactly. Who's still there?
If you're still hungry at 3 in the morning after Pesach Seder,
maybe you didn't do a good enough job. Yeah. But again, you have to.
You didn't have matzah.
Right. But again, you could drink water. You could drink apple juice. Like my kids ask me, I'm thirsty. Right.
Oh, before I bring on the beers, we're trying to do beer comments of it.
Oh my gosh.
I have a big set of it.
We're all on our